so he can understand. Ma'am, can you kind of help him?
Sure, what do I have to say?
This is me, Quinones. I'll be the panel lead for this hearing. Can he hear, or is it the...
He has to pretty much be out, even though I put the receiver to his head, he claims he can't hear.
Do you want to relay for him? Can you hear me clearly?
Sure.
Okay, let's try that. What's that?
What about speakerphone?
Do you have a speakerphone option, ma'am?
I have to on speaker right now.
Okay. Because when he speaks, there was some static. I wanted to make sure that you didn't have microphone problems in your end. Okay, ma'am, when our board chairman was speaking with you, what is your name again?
Mine, Pace.
Pace?
P-A-C-E.
Mm-hmm. And you're the CO3?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Officer Pace. I'm going to begin the hearing. I don't know if Mr. Miller can hear me, but I'll just begin with the standard good morning, and can you state your name and ADC number for the record?
Miller, state your name. Tell them your name and your ADC number.
My name and number?
Yes.
Rick Miller, 35695.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for 31412A, parole ruling to consider regular parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. Can you hear me, Mr. Miller?
Can you hear them? Can you hear them?
I barely.
Barely?
Yeah, my ears are not in good shape.
Okay, did you hear him? He said he can barely hear you.
Okay.
His ears are not in shape.
Well, I'll just read slower. I'm going to have to ask you to relay, Officer Pace.
Okay.
Tell him I would like to introduce him to the members of the board.
They're going to introduce you to the members of the board.
We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson.
Oh boy, I can't hear him. I know I can hear him, but I can't understand what you're saying.
Okay, so can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Huh?
No.
Okay, continue,
sorry.
Okay, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson.
Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson.
The Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse.
The Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse.
Okay.
I'm going to assist the people.
Our board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright.
Dr. C.T. Wright.
The Honorable Mr. David Neal.
Honorable Mr. David Neal.
Officer Pace, because he keeps interrupting.
Just wait. and I'll repeat everything, okay? Just wait, and I'll repeat everything that they tell you, okay? Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, the crime of molestation of a child occurred on August
31st,
1975. Okay, I'm going to try writing, too. Yeah, I'm pretty good. I can't see.
Okay, so the crime
was 19, yes,
1975, molestation of a child.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, he acknowledged.
Okay, he was 49 years old at the time of crime.
Limited
programming.
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 Okay.
Okay?
No.
Okay, I need to continue.
He has a leak release plan with no family or community support.
Okay, Miller. You have a weak release plan and limited community support. A weak release plan with limited community support. Okay.
His last discipline was in November of 2013 for disorderly conduct.
Miller, your last disciplinary violation was in 2013 for disorderly conduct. Your last ticket was 2013 for disorderly conduct.
Okay.
He has no letters of support in his parole packet.
Miller, you have no letters of support in your parole packet.
No.
Either way.
Okay, Officer Bays, for the record, just so that you know, I'm trying to simplify.
That's perfect, thank you.
Okay, so I'll just get into it. Mr. Miller, this is another chance for the board to get to know you.
Miller, they want to get to know you. They want to get to know you?
Yeah.
Okay. So they're going to ask some questions? Okay? Alright.
Please tell us about your crime and why you think you are deserving of supervised release. Why are you deserving of parole?
Miller. Okay. Tell them why you deserve parole and a little bit about your crime.
What?
Tell them about your crime and why you deserve parole.
Why I worked on I didn't understand.
Okay, so we'll do it step by step. So crime first. Tell them about your crime.
I don't know what to say. I've been doing this before, definitely never come out and it didn't do me much good for myself, So, I didn't pay much attention to it, just went ahead and did the time.
Okay. Why do you deserve parole?
I don't know why I'm supposed to give them the role.
Parole, to get out.
Oh, no.
To get out.
I don't know. I just got older. But the understanding again, I don't know. But I can sure use down the road travel.
Okay. Did you guys hear that?
Yeah.
I think he's done.
Okay. Officer Pace, I'm going to ask you the right question.
Hold on, okay? I'm sorry?
I'm going to ask him a direct question.
Okay.
Was he sexually attracted to children?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Was he sexually attracted to children?
Was he sexually what?
Attracted to children.
Oh, Miller. Were you sexually attracted to children?
Oh.
Did you answer?
Yeah, no.
He said no.
Did you commit any crimes against children?
Did you commit any crimes against children?
What?
Did you commit any crimes against children?
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of.
Okay. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions.
Okay.
Officer Pace, we got a question from one of our board members, Mr. Johnson, okay, ma'am?
Yes.
Mr. Johnson.
Could you ask Mr. Miller, do you have any family or friends at this time?
Well, we've been charging $15.
Come here. Do you have any family or friends?
I'm not friends in here. I ain't got no family outside.
What about friends outside?
I don't know.
So no. He said he has friends in here, but no family out there. He doesn't have
a family. $15. George.
I
wasn't the only one around there, and there were a bunch of other guys standing around there too. And a couple of girls, I don't know what they were doing.
Could you ask Mr. Miller, if he was released, what would he do if he was released from prison?
Sure. Miller, what would you do if you were released?
Go to work.
Did you hear that?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Sure.
I'm probably going to work in a restaurant. That's what I'm a chef anyhow. So that's where I want to work in restaurants.
Okay.
Just ask him, because according to him, the only family and friends he has are in prison. He has no other family and friends outside of prison.
So, no. No friends, no family outside of prison?
No. Well, I got a sister outside, but I've talked to her a couple of times, but that's it.
When is the last time you talked with his sister?
No. When was the last time you talked to your sister? How long ago?
Two or three months. Maybe longer. I'm not even sure.
Is his sister younger or older?
No. Is your sister older or younger?
Younger. Almost a year younger.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Any further questions, Mr. Johnson?
No, sir.
Any questions, fellow board members? Officer Pace, just for your confirmation, ask Mr. Miller how old he is.
Miller, how old are you?
How old am I? I was born 1925. I was 25 or 26. I'm 80-something old.
You said 80-something.
I know that number I know. 80-something old.
Officer Pace, we're getting close to the end of the hearing. Ask Mr. Miller, is there a statement he would like to give to the board?
Sure. Do you have a statement you want to give to the board?
What?
Do you want to tell the board anything? A statement?
Do I want to call the board?
No. Do you want to give a statement? Do you want to tell them anything?
Huh?
Do you want to tell them anything? No, from you.
From me?
Okay.
I'm going to spend the rest of my life doing work.
And Officer Pace, it's going to be hard
sum it up?
Yeah, to sum it up, but hopefully we can do that.
Okay.
I'll begin. Based on the serious and deviant nature of his incident offense and his extensive criminal history, including sundry crimes against children, and I'd say at this stage of his development inside the Department of Corrections and his release, pardon me, a very weak release plan, I don't believe that Mr. Miller's, let me back up on that. I just don't think we can safely transition him to parole, nor could he thrive under the conditions of community supervision. But that's where I'll begin the discussion.
Okay.
Yes, Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Quinones. Mr. Miller's benefit, I think it would be irresponsible of us to release him on parole. He's 91. He thinks he can get a job, and that's good, but I don't think that he could get a job, and I don't think he could work. So, and has no way to take care of his own health, no housing, and you said poor release plan. So I would not support release.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse. I think you stated in much more clear language. Thank you. What I was trying to say is that I just don't think he can thrive under community supervision. Yes, sir, Mr. Johnson.
I don't agree, because it looks like that he was not capable of even filling out his progress report that was filled out by, looks like Officer Pace, and states that he has no money, he has no family, any way to support himself, which really still would be able to meet the qualifications that's stipulated by DOC for a person to be released.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Any further input from my colleagues? Okay, I'm getting close to a motion, and I will just say in simple language, sometimes the possibility of parole means the real possibility of parole, but sometimes life imprisonment means the real possibility of life imprisonment. And I will go ahead and make a motion, and that is deny regular parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest for Mr. Rick Miller, ADC number 035695.
Second.
Great.
Agree.
Agree.
Okay, do you need to yell at them right now?
Yes, can you tell them that the board voted to deny parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge?
Miller. Hi. Come here. The board denied your parole home arrest.
No, I don't know that.
Okay.
I know you're going to have him here. So get out here. Can you, give me a job in the kitchen?
We'll talk about that later.
No.
Okay? We'll talk about it later.
Your board hearing.
Okay.
But I need a job because I ain't got no money or nothing.
Okay.
And that's the only thing I know is cooking.
Okay. All right.
All right. Officer Pace, we're going to state the reasons for denial.
Oh, you want me to tell him?
Yeah, we'll just do it one at a time because the list
should
be short.
Okay, they denied because we don't have a support system, the seriousness of the crime, and they don't think you'll be able to work or take care of yourself, and that you don't have a good release plan.
Well, I wouldn't be able to work.
him at all.
Because you're 91 years old?
Huh?
You're 91.
91?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm a dad of birthday. Yeah, 91. I've been doing a little bit of a
Is there anything else that I need to add?
Yes, I'll put it, Officer Pace, somebody had reasons for the matter, if you can just tell him.
Hold on, wait, I can't hear them. Wait, okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, we'll go one at a time. Reason number one was serious and deviant offense.
Okay, so it's a serious offense, crimes against children.
Trauma to the victim.
Okay.
What was that?
Trauma to the victim.
Trauma against children.
Yeah, it was trauma to the victim.
Trauma to the victim.
Age of the victim.
Age of the victim.
I don't know.
Prior criminal history.
Prior criminal history.
Repeat offender.
Repeat offender.
Poor release plan.
Poor release plan.
And no family or community support system.
And no family or friend support system.
No, that's problems.
No, I ain't got nobody outside. I'm a lone ranger.
Okay, Officer Pace, this is going to be the hearing to a close.
The hearing is over.
Huh?
The hearing is over.
Oh, we're done? Okay.
And Officer Pace, thank you for relaying for us. I think you did a really good job of summarizing.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Anything else? Okay, this brings our hearing to a close. Thank you, Officer Pace, and thank you, Mr. Miller.
Yes, have a good weekend.
You too.